Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, longtime lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, was recently named the organization's new chief executive officer. And this past week, he participated in a meeting with the North American Meat Institute back in Washington, D.C. And according to Colin, having these cross-industry interactions is good for cattle producers, although he also acknowledges how some stakeholders may see it a little bit differently.
You know, it's really easy in our industry to throw rocks at packers. We see it all the time. We have seen it quite a bit here over the past couple of months in regards to the market turmoil and everything that happened after the Tyson fire in Holcomb. But what separates NCBA from the other groups is that we go out and we talk to people. We just don't throw rocks behind cover of a press release. We go out and have conversations because we feel that that's the only way that we can actually fix problems. And that's a conversation with members of Congress, with the administration, with NAMI, anybody else. You have to build those relationships if you truly want to be effective in making change.
Andy says they discussed a wide variety of topics during that meeting, including country of origin labeling, international trade, traceability, foreign animal disease preparedness, as well as the Beef Checkoff program. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.